America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's going on here? Limits. This is the worst trade deadline day ever.
Everybody made the trades before the actual
Nothing's
deadline.
Nothing's happened. There's a lot of guys out there. Maybe that's good for the Steelers, Brian. Maybe Omar's playing this right. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because either he's playing it really right or really wrong. You know, we have a bell ringer.
We're waiting for the bell to be rung.
Oh, you teased me there.
That was a bell ringer. It was a tease of the bell.
You know, when you get to deadline, that's when bargains happen if you're bargain basement shopping. But if he doesn't make a move at receiver, will he have failed this team?
I think that's a fair question to ask. With the way things are going right now for this team at 6-2, and just from being in the locker room most days, Joe, I don't get a sense that this is one of those Steelers teams that's like closing ranks and saying, we don't need anybody else from the outside. I think they would welcome a little bit of an influx of experience or talent to try to get them over the hump. I also don't think these guys are delusional. I mean, they see what the Chiefs have done in back-to-back years. They've been on the receiving end of some poundings from the Bills, the Texans. They know the Ravens are really good, even though they always play them tough. I think you never make a move just for optics. That's silly. But I think it would tell these guys a little bit if Omar Khan just does something, just tries to take a flyer on somebody. Not mortgage the future. I'm not saying that. Although I would give up a lot for DK Metcalf, to go back to our previous discussion. But
Would you give up a second round pick?
Yeah, I think I would.
So would I.
I think I would. But no, I mean, even if you just give up a late rounder for one of these receivers that you were about to bring up, the game that you were saying before the break sounded quite stressful for me to partake in, but we can still do that if you want.
The either or game that we were going to play?
It was multi-layered. There were many names.
No, we're going to get there. We're going to get
draft
there.
Draft picks.
But let's not, and this is a general just statement.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that trade deadline moves can't change your season in the NFL, can't make your team appreciably better. Like, why is my daughter calling me? That's always concerning in the middle of a show. Sometimes I think her and my wife just don't know that I'm, do they know that I'm on the radio?
Maybe she has a trade.
Has that escaped them for some reason?
Maybe she has a scoop.
Roquan, oh.
What
do we have here, Limits?
It's not a trade, but it's a significant rumor to monitor that we have a player that we haven't heard his name before.
Yes, we've resorted to using the bell on rumors.
Yes,
what
big rumors.
Have?
Ian Rappaport saying nothing's been agreed upon or finalized, but talks centering around Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore have picked up over the last couple of hours, with the team being in on it. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Washington Commanders.
Holy bird.
Washington's definitely a team to watch, I think, ahead of this game Sunday. I mean, 7-2, quarterback playing out of his mind. I mean, obviously he's on a rookie deal. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
So why not push a few chips into the middle? Maybe not all your chips like the Chiefs are doing.
A chip or two. Yeah, a nice little chip or two. Not all your chips. No one's asking for all your chips. Roquan Smith went to the Ravens in 2022. I think that was pretty good. Von Miller went to the Rams in 21. You think that helped them win a Super
Hopkins
Bowl?
DeAndre is looking like a nice addition already for Kansas
City. Isn't
he?
Other guys, Christian McCaffrey went to the Niners right around this time 2 years ago. I think that was kind of significant. Oh, my God. All hell's broken loose. What now?
Adam Schefter reporting.
Oh, I have something. Okay, go ahead. Brian, perk up a little bit. This could be big.
Despite any speculation, the Seattle Seahawks will not be trading wide receiver DK Metcalf by today's 4 p.m. trade deadline.
I feel somewhat vindicated.
You're vindicated.
Me and Toy of God.
And so is Toy of God vindicated.
How did he get it? Is he a Steelers fan who just happens to live out there?
I don't know. He sent me an angry and highly critical text for even bringing up the topic.
Or is he eavesdropping in on anybody who dares to speak of stealing Metcalf?
He may.
He's a Seattle fan. What did you have, Joe?
That was it.
Oh.
Jalen Ramsey.
Maybe that's what your daughter was calling to tell you.
It could be.
Dad, DK Metcalf is not on the move. Give it up.
I can't take the Ron laugh anymore. We got to come up with a new Ron. Maybe it's good for talk radio, my man. I'll take that one. Jalen Ramsey, did the Rams happen around this time?
Claypool to the Bears. I think that nearly put them over the top that year.
Way back when, Eric Dickerson to the Colts, Walker to the Vikings, and Marshawn Lynch to the Seahawks.
You want a funny story about the Chase Claypool trade?
Yes.
So the trade deadline was coming up. I was in a class. There was only six people in my class in Waynesburg. It was like a PR class. And when the trade went down for Chase Claypool being traded to the Bears for a second-round draft pick, I yelled in the middle of the class, in the middle of the lecture, "Whoa!" And everybody like looked at me, and I started going crazy. And then they asked, "What is going on?" And I said, "The Steelers got a second for Chase Claypool?" And the guy next to me starts clapping. He's all excited. And they're like, "Oh, okay." But I didn't get in trouble. I was a little embarrassed after, but it was great.
That's okay, Limits. We're very proud of you in any case.
What a fun story.
I mean, that's notable in the context of what we're talking about right now. 2 years ago, Omar Khan, very busy at the deadline.
Who did he bring in? I forget.
Oh, how could you? William Jackson III, Steelers legend.
Ah, yes.
But that's one of those deals where, I mean, they gave them basically nothing, and they took a chance on a guy who, I guess, had a bad back, other issues, never even played for them, but... I mean, it was a flyer. You do something like that this year, and you hope for something better than what William Jackson III gave you a couple years ago. But what I was going to say was last year, we had much of this same speculation on the... Well, I guess it wasn't the first Tuesday in November, because they moved it back. Then the last Tuesday in October, and he did nothing. So,
yeah.
But that team, that 2023 Steelers team, nobody knew what they were. I mean, Kenny Pickett was... There was a referendum on his play every single week. They were even further from being real contenders, I think, than they are right now. They did go in the tank in the second half of the season. I don't think any sort of player they were going to bring them in was going to help them avoid some of the pratfalls against the likes of the Cardinals and Patriots and Colts. So I didn't necessarily blame Omar Khan for not pulling the trigger on any moves last year. But this year does feel different. This year feels like one where you kind of owe it to yourselves and how you've set yourself up with the Russell Wilson free agency play this offseason. And I'm not going over my skis about Russ, but through two games, it looks really good, and you got him for the veteran minimum. So you kind of owe it to yourselves, him, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, some of the other guys on this team. How about we just bring in another potentially helpful piece or two and see what happens?
I agree with every syllable and quarter syllable you just uttered.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Thanks,
honestly. And 4 p.m. is the deadline. I really want to hear that bell again. I feel like Pavlov's dog. I want to hear the bell like the rest of the show. I'm responding to that.
Somebody on the text
like
line
an animal
called me a jerk for ringing the bell when it's not a Steelers trade.
Jerk.
He said, hey, jerks, just ring the frickin' bell if the Steelers actually make a trade.
No.
My goodness.
To be clear, it's not just Steelers making a trade. Any trade before, well, in our case, 2 p.m., gets a bell ringer, Brian. Do you agree with that philosophy?
Yes. I want to know what's going on around the league. I want to know if anybody's cut.
At this point, we're so desperate because nothing's happened that we've resorted to ringing the bell just on rumors. I'm okay with that, too.
Do you care about the Browns cutting Quentin Jefferson?
No.
Defensive end?
Veteran. I keep.
He's from Woodland Hills, but he's probably not helpful at this point.
I want to hear the bell. Here's USA Today on several trade deadline topics. You ready?
Yes.
Browns trying to tune out deadline buzz. They've already traded Amari Cooper, several other candidates to be sent packing, including Za'Darius Smith.
Well, he did get sent packing.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah, you're right.
So they really tuned it out pretty well by trading another player.
Dalvin Tomlinson and Shelby Harris, wide receiver Elijah Moore, and cornerback Greg Newsome. Those are some enticing names there. Would they trade within the division? If the Steelers called for Dalvin Tomlinson to fortify their defensive line, would they bite?
Probably not, but you never know. I feel like that's a little different than trading a big ticket receiver or something like that to your rival. Shelby Harris, he was once traded for Russell Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, in the Seahawks-Broncos deal a few years back. Elijah Moore doesn't do much for me. I mean, I've been saying for a while now, if the Steelers are going to bring in another receiver, get somebody who's looking down somewhat considerably at me in the locker room. They've got a lot of guys that I'm not quite eye to eye with,
but
it's getting close with Scotty Miller and Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson if he ever gets back. I just think another bigger body is needed on the outside, not just to potentially rotate in, but some depth if George Pickens were to ever go down. He never has, knock on wood, to this point in his NFL career.
I agree with that, too. Could the Saints be sellers at the deadline, writes this person from USA Today, after firing Dennis Allen? And I'll just add, they stink. So you have people like Chase Young. Brian, Chase Young's only 25. And I realize, the injury or injuries have rendered him sort of a shell of what he was. He looked like a defensive player of the year type, but he's only 25.
Tomlin had that interaction with him on the sideline a few years back when he was with Washington.
Right.
So I guess it would have been 2020. And he said something about how we can never get guys.
Yeah, we're
who
never
look
bad
like
enough
you.
To get a guy who looks like you.
I think edge rusher is somewhat of a distant fourth on their list of potential.
I don't
needs.
Even consider him like fitting into that limited of a category. To me, he's just a body on the defensive line that can help you. And I think they need help.
Yeah.
I don't think Ogunjobi's been good. Benton's been inconsistent, and they got no depth.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather somebody who can really maybe occupy a couple gaps and help you stop the run. That's not Chase Young, but I get what you're saying. An influx of talent to some extent. Although it seemed like a lot of people in San Francisco were not very happy with Young last year after they traded for him.
I know. That's the problem.
He's still young, though. It's the kind of reclamation project the Steelers have been attracted by. The last several years. So, I mean, that's a name, certainly. The Saints are, I don't know who else they really have other than Lattimore, and I don't think the Steelers need a corner.
Oh, I wanted to hear that. It's very satisfying. Well, what's happening?
They don't have Lattimore anymore.
Oh,
according to Adam Schefter, the New Orleans Saints are sending four-time Pro Bowl corner Marshawn Lattimore to the Washington Commanders. You'll see him on Sunday.
If I'm any fan of an AFC team, I'm really glad you didn't just say the Kansas City Chiefs, because it gets to be ridiculous with them. Doesn't it, Brian?
Did you say the compensation? Did I tune you out, City Limits?
No. Okay. Ian Rappaport is saying it's a premium draft pick, though. Okay. No specifics yet.
That is a big move. That's
good,
a
good
big
for the Commanders.
Move. Yeah, good for the Commanders. And is he hurt or no? Didn't he have a hamstring issue?
The new trend this year for all the trade targets is get quote-unquote hurt and don't play, and then you'll get unless you're Christian Kirk,
and then
Kirk,
do a somersault like Willy Wonka with your new team.
Unless
right?
you're Christian Kirk, who reportedly the Steelers actually were trying to pry away from the Jaguars, and then lo and behold, he breaks his collarbone. I wouldn't have been thrilled by that move either, honestly, if the Steelers had made that happen.
What happened?
Christian Kirk.
I mean, I would have been happy with that move. Maybe not thrilled, but I think they need a guy. That's what we're going to get into, Brian, coming up, the either-or game. I've given you a lot of time to prepare for this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.